Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, one of the great traditions we have on our show and we have for years and years and years and years and years is we love, love, love bringing in the local TV folk from Washington, D.C. It is a wonderful television market, and we have, over the years, had wonderful relationships with TV personalities. And at the very, very, I would say at the top of the list, a lady that we have loved from the minute she made her debut on News 4, the lovely Angie Goff joins us in studio today, the weekend anchor. For Thank News you. 4 and a wonderful supporter of TMOS for years and years and years. And Angie, it is always a pleasure to have you. Ever since the day you came into our podcast studio, we have I follow you. I have been one of your Facebook fans when you do that attention deficit disorder routine on Channel 4 where you are where it, what Angie does is Angie does the news and then she Facebooks live. So and in between, not in between commercial breaks, in between stories.
Yes.
I mean, she is constantly, she'll be going, well, on a related note, in Southeast, a car accident turned problematic. And then she will go to break and they'll be like, hi, Ken. Hi. Hi, Roger. Hi, Sandy. How are you? Hey, great to see you. Oh, how are the twins? And she's Facebooking with a computer on her anchor desk.
Well, it feels almost naughty because it looks like a surveillance camera.
It's the show within the show.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's like doing two shows. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. I don't know how that. I don't know how in God's name you do that, but that's one of the things you do. Yeah. Do other? I mean, I know that there. You're all supposed to have a social media presence, but I think you are the grand dam of doing that when it comes to actually doing the news. And I'm fascinated by it because I feel like I'm sneaking into the broadcast and having a private conversation with you. So we welcome Angie Goff properly to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you.
Angie.
It's been too long, guys.
It has been
Mike,
too long.
She was our first guest on the podcast.
Was she really?
Yes.
Yeah. I posted the picture today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's several people in the picture who are no longer with us, but she posted a picture of the entire crew from that first time.
It's evolution.
It is evolution. Well, survival of the fittest.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've been a fan for a long time, and you do great work on Channel 4, and that little trick that you do with the Facebook Live as it's going on, that's got to be, I mean, I know you actually mentioned in your PR materials that it's one of the things you truly dig doing that. You do that. You like that almost as much as you like doing the news, right?
I mean, if you think back to it, there's actually pictures of me carrying around a 5-pound laptop. This was in 2008, 2007, when I was originally with WUSA, the CBS. Yeah, I'm gonna blackout years. Okay, so.
I like them. They're fine, too.
But I started live streaming behind the scenes and carried it around and got made fun of, and people called it all kinds of things. But this was also the era where I got called in by the boss and got a tongue lashing for mentioning Twitter on the air.
Really?
And trying to send people to Twitter to follow traffic updates when I could be pushing them to the news site. So it was a different time.
Now
they're all doing it. So I've always loved it. You know, before it was kind of like dial up. It'd take like 10 minutes to get the live stream going. Whereas now, as you know, with a push of a button, anybody could do it. But for me, I feel like it just keeps me on my toes. You know, it's so easy in this business to get into an autopilot mode, especially when you're doing a show over and over and over again. And I think for me, it kind of just, it really makes me feel like there's somebody on the other side of the camera. And there are, you know, and
it's so fun. It's fun to watch connection, you because, you know, I've always enjoyed that. And that's when I'll catch that periodically. I'll be on my computer and I'll see that you're doing a live feed. And as you know, I hope you know this, I have reached out to you before and said hello and you've acknowledged me. And that's when I feel like back to my youth when I was the little guy calling radio stations and talking to disc jockeys.
Yep.
I get the exact same satisfaction when I will write something to you, say, hey, good morning, Angie. And by the way, you get the, I hate to use your dad. I hate to invoke your dad.
My Bob, father, yeah.
You get the HBS.
Horny fan, Bob Spiewak,
yes. You get the HBS
factor. Yeah, your father is with, my friend on
you know, which
Facebook.
Really, oh, I know I mean, can I just say, I want to say this to all men. I'm going to go over the age of 45, at well into, you know, senior citizendom.
Right.
I want to just say this. It's not becoming at all for you to make comments that are even slightly questioned. Let me give you the example. Angie will do a live feed on News 4. When she's anchoring, and you'll get to say, morning, Angie. Hi, Angie. All these sweet little things. Watching you out in Herndon, and it's wonderful. And then you'll get some guy that's like Tom from Waldorf. Nice looking dress. It's like, no.
Or spin for me. The best is stand up so I can see your shoes. Or
yeah,
spin.
Oh, just, no. That is so, and I'm here to say I really think the sensitivity of people like in their late 30s down through the millennials and everything, I think they have a greater sensitivity than these old farts that get on there and just like going, looking good, Angie.
I almost blocked your dad, Rob.
I know. I think my dad has gotten better at walking the line. I think now he sort of draws the line at yay, Angie. And that is a celebration of you without being creepy.
What is the proper way to compliment then?
Yeah.
No, you just say hi. You say hi, watching you in so and so.
I was an emoji.
The way, look, I was a shock jock. I was a shock. We probably went in that direction, Angie, the first time you were ever on the show. Mm-hmm. It's not acceptable in the society.
Every time
you don't...
I see a post, whether it's on Angie's feed when she's broadcasting live or she's put a picture up.
Give Oscar a little more level. Okay.
Thank you.
Rob, thank you.
I always look at the comments and I think, well, that person said, you look beautiful today. And then I looked through the profile that said it, and I said, this man's a creep. He
of
wants
course,
to say
yeah.
other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a 68-year-old guy and that has a picture of his grandchildren on the page.
Yeah. Ever since retirement, I've got a lot of spare time.
Let me give you a classic example. Your father has been banned from Facebook.
I think he's back in 4 days.
He's back in 4 days
Rob's
for his inappropriate photos that he's putting on Facebook.
Suspended, Mike, not banned.
Suspended?
Yeah. If he gets suspended by Facebook one more time, they're going to name a sandwich after him.
Suspended on Facebook. So other people are putting up posts, and there's a picture of a scantily clad woman that you know, like the ones your dad puts up there. And this old guy, I actually went into his profile.
This old guy,
and he puts up this comment that says, whatever she's selling, I'm buying. And I'm like, okay, you just made a 57-year-old, soon-to-be 58-year-old man throw up in his mouth.
Yeah, you know what? The best way to be creepy is to be creepy from the 1930s, which is what he did.
Yes, exactly. Use a line that was used in 1941. You know, so
that's right. Now we're going to go fight the Japanese.
I'm here to say stop. And I have to be honest with you. I may only be acutely aware of it based on my wife being acutely aware of it. My wife, who is super sensitive to that kind of stuff, because it's creepy. But you, I mean, my God, you know, Angie, that I'm telling the truth. You have to endure that. You do have to endure that when you're doing, because you're wide open with 30,000 people on Facebook.
Oh, you're a public figure.
But you know, I'm also, I think you guys know how I am. I'm one of those people, like, thick skin.
You let it roll off.
And so unless you're totally inappropriate, or if you're talking about my children in a weird way, I tend to just play along and you know, there's been times that I've called people out. There's one guy, you know, and I do the same thing. You know, it's not just, I don't sit there and just chit chat. I go back actually after the show because I miss things,
right?
Obviously. And I respond to people, and believe it or not, there are more normal people and friends and people I know on there than there are commenters like that.
I can manage your time a little better, Angie. I don't think you need to do that. I don't think you need to go back and
No, but
she's
I
only
like
protect, she's protecting
you know,
herself.
And then and also
it's your workaholic nature that you have. Right there. That's like Ken Beatrice taking calls in his office. Okay, let's go. I mean,
no,
on,
but,
you know,
but
just, you know, they got their little thing. They called you when you were on TV. They post on the TV. And let's just go. Let them go. You know?
No. Sorry. But I actually do. And there's been times that, you know, for instance,
Mike's still trying to figure out his Instagram password. You're okay.
Yeah,
I am.
But there were times, you know, there was a guy that kept saying, you know, stand up for me. And, you know, and I did the same thing. I went to his profile and I noticed, you know, in his profile pic, it was him and his little daughter. And
the next time
that he did it, I go, look, you know, and I said this in the public forum. I go, you have a little daughter. I know you have a little daughter. Yeah. You have, she's in all of your pictures. I don't think that you should be saying something like that. And he stopped. I mean, he stopped. And,
not only did he stop, brave, you ruined his day.
That's brave.
But
to
be fair, yeah, there are just as many commenters that talk about how beautiful Adam and David are, too. So they get comments as well.
They're gorgeous. So, they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
Adam Tuss.
They get more nice hair comments than I do.
Can I ask a question about your one of your on-air partners? It's Adam Tuss, correct? Adam Tuss,
who's one of them, yes.
News 4, he's one of them. Yeah. By the way, Angie is forever. Those guys are just, you know, they're coming through the door.
Oh, yeah.
They're coming through the revolving
but
door.
But Adam Tuss is great. Okay. He's fully posable.
Former
Adam
radio.
Adam Tuss comes with all sorts
of accessories.
A lot of people don't realize this about Adam Tuss. He wears a 28 regular suit jacket.
Mm-hmm.
He wears a 28 regular. That is
made by Mattel.
It's smaller than Pony. all right, so let me get this out of the way real quick. We're going to be speaking with a young lady named Laura Russell, who was an eyewitness to the horrible events that happened over in Alexandria yesterday. I just want to get this off my chest. Anybody that follows me on this show, anybody that follows me on Facebook will know I quite often wear my politics on my sleeve, and I'm constantly disciplined by Oscar because we try to keep it light on this show. And I think it's really, really important to just make this statement. I am so totally repulsed by anyone within hours of a major tragedy like a United States congressman being shot and Capitol police officers being shot and a lobbyist being shot and an assistant to a congressman being shot. I am so repulsed by people that can't get out of their ideological frame of mind for 1 second and instantaneously want to make it political. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And if there's any better example for how we need to let the pendulum swing back to some level of civility, that's it. And I got it, you know, liberally on both sides, on the right and on the left, you know, from a friend of mine criticizing Governor McAuliffe for misspeaking about gun deaths to people saying, you know, posting Representative Scalise's record with donations from the NRA. Shut the F up and realize I don't care what your politics are. This insane individual that was so broken and so messed up that he felt the only way that he could get any satisfaction was to get a long rifle out of his car, truck, whatever, and shoot. That's not the time. There's plenty of time for debate. It's constant. And when I see somebody post like that, it says to me that you have so committed to whatever team you're playing for that you've lost your humanity, and we need to get humanity back now more than ever. And that's everybody. Yesterday is the time to send out well wishes and prayers for a man that was out there getting ready to play in a congressional baseball game. I don't care. His politics are the opposite of my politics. I was saying a prayer for him last night because you don't want to see this guy out there that's getting ready to play a charity baseball game. And I just wanted to say to people on social media, I mean, if there is ever a better example of time and a place, that was it. I was really repelled by it yesterday. And I hope that, you know, obviously as time passes, you know, we will go back to our regular, you know, corners and go back to our infighting. But that was not the time. So with that said, let's get Laura Russell on the phone. And Angie, I know that News 4 was all over this yesterday, too, you know, in the backyard in Washington, D.C., in Alexandria, Virginia. Laura's an eyewitness who lives near the baseball field and was right there. Hi, Laura. Laura Russell, thanks for coming on the Mike O'Mara Show. I hope you're starting to do a little bit better after, you know, being an eyewitness to all this horror yesterday. How are you, Laura?
I'm doing great. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I know you're a listener of the show, and Oscar reached out to me and mentioned that yesterday. And we wanted to get you on because you were right there. You were, there in the middle of all this. I would imagine that the post-traumatic shock of something like this certainly goes beyond the baseball field and into the community. And I'm sure you and people you know and neighbors in there are probably still grappling with this horrible shooting yesterday in Alexandria.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think personally, I think it hasn't quite hit me. There was some relief once, obviously once we knew the shooter was down. And then I think the scariest part was in the moment, not knowing. I'm sure that it'll hit me more later. Definitely people in the neighborhood are very, they are very shocked and frightened. But I know that things will get, back to normal quickly. I do believe that the YMCA patrons and community that were there that morning, yesterday morning, it will probably be, remain to be a pretty tough thing for folks that are YMCA members to have been, that close. The folks that actually were in the building when shots came through and then, were detained for several hours in the building afterwards, but I trust that the neighborhood will return to its normal, pleasant, safe, atmosphere. It's a very safe neighborhood, so
you never know. You never really know what's going on here. You were outside of your home over there in the area. Exactly were you when this happened?
I was not more than 30 feet from the gunman. I had just finished my workout at the Y, actually, and so was talking with my workout buddy, and he was like sitting. So we're in the parking lot, and he was sitting on the at his trunk and changing his shoes, into flip flops, and just having a little debrief. And then we heard this pop, turned to each other and. Like, wow, what was that? That was so loud. It really disorienting. And I did think at first it was a starter pistol, but it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. We walked out of the gym at 7 and then, just like maybe 3 or 4 minutes later was when this boom came. I said, gosh, it's so early for a starter pistol. And then immediately after saying that, it was two more booms, boom, boom. And I said, that's got to be gunshots. Yeah. Is that gunshots? We were both in disbelief. And then I look over at the baseball field, and there's a teenager on home plate or right in that area. And I just see him drop to the ground. And at that time, I didn't know if he had been hit or if he was just taking cover. But that confirmed to me that this was a shooter situation. And then it was just boom, 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 just nonstop shots from the rifle. It was so loud. And I just saw a clear spot for me to run to this cut through, which I'm a block and a half away. I live a block and a half away. And I saw my opportunity because the shooting was on my left side. We were parked, my gym buddy drives, I walk because I'm just in the neighborhood, but we were right behind, like just off of the third baseline behind the dugout. So we were very close to the shooter, and I just saw.
So you were behind him. You're actually behind where this all started. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. And so I was running away. My house was away off to the right. And so I headed towards the cut through there. It's obstructed by at least visually, by trees. And so I thought if I could just get behind there and just, book it home, I'd be okay. And so as I started running in that direction, what I thought being away from the gunfire, suddenly there's now gunfire coming in my direction. I didn't know that you could really hear like a whizzing, like a bullet whiz. But that I heard that. And so I was thinking, because I didn't know how many shooters it was.
Did
it
you,
was,
after, so, in retrospect, did you think that was probably after the fact that was fire coming from the Capitol Police officers, the security yes. detail that was returning fire?
Yes. Wow. Yes, absolutely. Oh, but obviously, or I had no idea that there was any sort of congressional practice. I thought it was like T.C. Williams High School practice, because that's the field, that's their field. Right. And maybe they just were doing summer training is what I thought. So it was not in my mind that there would be any sort of, you know, police or Secret Service or whatever have you. So for me, I just thought it was multiple shooters, you know, and then, or like, and perhaps like fanning out, you know? And so when I was running home, I really thought that it was multiple shooters and they were coming, dispersing into the neighborhood, you know? And it probably took me about less than 10 seconds to run home. I ran
so fast. We're talking with Laura Russell. She lives in the area near the baseball field where the shooting took place yesterday. She's a listener of our show. We reached out to her to understand. You know, if you, as I'm hearing you discuss this, I'm wondering how many of us ever experience literally running for our lives, fearing Absolutely. For our lives, and running at the same time. Now, something that was in my notes here that you later recognize the shooter. So this is a guy that had been in the area and had been hanging around the Y for a good long time. So you recognize the guy. Anything stand out when you process that?
Yes. I actually had not been watching the TV. I had not seen a picture of the guy. And someone stopped me in the neighborhood and said, you know, do you live in the neighborhood? Have you seen this guy? And the first time I saw the picture, I just think about, well.
Did we lose Laura? Mm-hmm.
Maybe lost.
There we go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Laura. Sorry about that.
Okay. I don't know what part I missed out. You missed out there, but
we're talking about the shooter, and you recognized him from hanging around the YMCA.
Yes. Okay. So yeah, I would see him in the morning.
Laura, let's get you back on your handset.
We'll get you back. Angie, can I ask you a question about this? I know it's too soon probably to process this as somebody who's in media, but you know, you observe it, you're part of it, you deal with it. I mean, obviously, everybody goes into their respective roles when something like this happens. Is there any, in the time since this has happened, do you notice any observable change in tone? It seems to me, from an observer all the way down here, when I'm watching the coverage of this, that this might be a bigger deal than you know. We have so many shootings, mass shootings in America. Something's I feel something a little different about that. Hi, Laura. We'll get back to you in a second. Do you get a sense of that at all? Or
yeah, I think that it says a lot when you take a look at how all of the networks covered this story last night. You had Scott Pelley here, David Muir from ABC, Lester Holt in Virginia for NBC. Everyone came down to the area, and I think that says a lot in itself. If this is the first time a member of Congress has been shot since 2011, when former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was shot in her home state, attending that town hall event. And so it's been, 6 years since this happened? And so I think it does say a lot in the sense that nobody feels safe anymore. You know, yesterday was a very, very important day because it just so happened to also be the day that the U.S. Capitol Police Chief was going to go and lobby and ask for more money and more funding and more resources to provide more security for members of Congress. And
I think that's going to be a lock, probably, right? That's going to happen. Yeah,
I think so. I mean, I definitely think that they have a little more momentum, you know, behind that effort. It was also the day of the big Sandy Hook event gala that was going to happen. So had all those family members and parents who had lost many who had lost one of the 20 children who were fatally shot that day in town as well, coming together for that event that they do annually. So right now it's very heavy, and the feeling that it's just so close to home.
Yeah.
Here in Washington, at least, I know on a local level, and I know at least in our newsroom. The gravity of it, we haven't felt something like this in a very, very long time.
It really is.
It really, and it trickles down to even on a personal level. I mean, I could show you my text messages. My friend Marissa, you know, and I was on the air. We were in continuous coverage yesterday morning when we first got the call in the 7 o'clock hour. And we went out straight. We were on until 1:30, I think, in the afternoon. And I was getting text messages, Facebook messages. My friend Marissa saying, my God, this is where my son practices soccer.
Innocent residential suburban area.
Beautiful
of Washington, D.C. We've got Laura Russell back on the line with us. We were talking about the shooter that you had recognized him because he had regularly hung out at the Y. Now, the reporting is that this guy was living out of his vehicle. Do you think he was hanging out at the Y? Because that, of course, is a place that, you know, you can get the shower, you can go in there, you can use the facilities. He'd been hanging out there for a while, Laura. Is that true?
Yeah, he probably for about 4 weeks. I mean, I go over there very regularly, 3-4 days during the week, early in the morning, and you tend to know everybody, and he was a new face. And so probably for about 4 weeks I was seeing him. And what was particularly interesting was that I never saw him working out. I always saw him with his laptop. He was, you know, kind of like always setting up at one of the tables, which are normally occupied by, you know, like kids after school. Maybe they're doing their homework waiting for their parents to pick them up, or the parents would sit there, watch their kids taking their swim lessons. And so he was always kind of like setting up a little desk with his laptop, and had brought, you know, like just kind of like setting up a little like
work,
you know,
area.
Work space.
Office, yeah.
And he was friendly, you know, said hi, you know, to folks coming in, and would always talk to the front desk guy. And so nothing odd really behavior wise other than not working out.
But noticeable, but obviously somebody that you remembered because it was an odd situation with that. We're talking to Laura Russell, who was an eyewitness, lives near the baseball field over there, heard the gunfire, ran from the direction of the third base side. And, you know, I can't thank you enough for just giving a little perspective on this, and the fact is that you know, you how are you doing right now? How is your mind right now?
I'm doing okay. I'm sure that things will kind of hit me later, but I'm also discovering, you know, as I talk more, realizing things. Like one of the things that I realize is now I know like what vehicle he drove, which was a white van, like an Econoline type that you could basically live out of, and I guess he was.
Right.
That I remember it being parked right in front of the Y. He always got that good spot. Like I could see outside the window there. I was, you know, noticing, oh, that van always gets the good spot. And I just realized yesterday when I was talking with someone later in the afternoon that on that morning he had parked by the third base line. He had never done that before.
So he's probably planning on doing something.
Absolutely.
He probably was aware
of it. And that's why I think we didn't see someone carrying some sort of big bag over there. And I mean, this was so planned. And I remember him working by the window, which oversaw the baseball field. And it just, so that's how, you know, yes, how I was doing. It's just interesting to have all these realizations after the fact.
Well, Laura, you know, hang in there. We truly, truly appreciate you coming on. I know you have to get going, and we really want to say thank you for giving us your perspective on that. You know, we will send out our best wishes to everybody in that neighborhood of Alexandria, and, you know, no one should ever have to go through anything or be anywhere near an experience like that. And, you know, and thanks so much for coming on and talking to us, and all I can say is, you know, who knows when the madness will end in this country and around the world. But thanks for at least giving us a little perspective. And I'm glad you're safe. And, you know, I'm glad you obviously were able to, you know, recall all this, a terrible situation. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
That's Laura Russell. Not much you can say in a situation like that. We got a break in a second here. But, Angie, I just wanted to get back to you on this, that when the dust does settle, it's just going to, how long as an observer of Washington and the way this town works, how long do you think before we get back to the regular crap? That we get back to the
seems
to
happen faster each time, doesn't it?
It seems to happen faster. You know, well, when I was asking you earlier about, hey, are things going to change? I'm wondering whether that's ever.
You know,
be possible.
I wouldn't be able to give you an exact timeline. You know, I mean, I can't predict the future at this point. But what we do know is that on both sides, as you mentioned, this has reignited the gun debate. So I think at least the way the news cycle works. You know, leading into the Sunday morning shows, the next week or two, you're going to hear a lot more about this. Also, as we continue to get updates on Congressman Scalise's condition, as well as the aide that was injured, as those stories start to surface, as we eventually possibly might hear from two of the Capitol Protection agents who were also wounded and were credited for keeping this from being
heroes.
A killing field.
Yes. True heroes. I
think as long as those stories keep surfacing, we're going to hear about it. As far as the gun debate and is anything going to get done, I don't know. I mean, take a look. I mean, you've got 20 kids who were killed in 2012. You had the Gabby Giffords shooting in 2011. What has really been done since then? And what kind of, I mean, if you're talking on a legislation side of things, it doesn't look like we really have a history of getting things done. There's a lot of talk. No. There's a lot of debate.
And you think about this guy with the history, when you read about the history of what he did and his run-ins with the law and the fact that this guy had some, you know, there were flags. And I've always thought about that, too, you know, with because it seems like sometimes there's you approach common ground when you get the people that talk about the stability of individuals that can get guns. There seems to be maybe a doorway to prevent this.
Mental health is another thing that we're hearing about. I mean, that always comes back up. You know,
mental health and guns coming together. That's where I see maybe potential common ground, but you never know with that. But that's just harrowing to hear that. And I was fascinated by, she's on the third base side, so she's behind the guy. She's coming out of the Y. Uh-huh. And those bullet holes that we saw so much on the TV news, I believe were coming perhaps from the return
to
fire.
Hear the whizzing of a bullet.
Yeah, you have to be close. Yeah.
The whizzing of a bullet is crazy.
Oscar Santana, thank you for grabbing her.
No problem.
Oscar Russell, and getting her on the show.
Thank you, Laura.
We need to lighten the mood.
Please.
We will do that.
Please.
I've got another major news story coming into the studios. The 9 reasons my dogs hate me.
Oh.
That is what we will discuss when we come up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're here with Angie Goff from News 4, and we'll have more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I, Francis J. Underwood, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
The office of President. Yes, here we go again. Secretary of State, that's what I wanted. That's all I wanted. That's what I was promised. And now, here I am, President of these United States. You made this bed, America. You voted for me. Are you confused? Are you afraid? Because what you thought you wanted is now here. And there you are, staring back. Slack-jawed, bewildered, wondering if this is what you actually asked for. This democracy, your democracy, elected me. And if you think it was hard getting here, you're beginning to understand what I'm willing to do to stay. I look across at this crowd gathered today, and I know that these are not my supporters. I'm looking at people who are waiting with a smile on their face for their turn. And the most vicious among them are the ones who are smiling and clapping the hardest. Power is a lot like real estate, remember?
So help me God.
So help me God.
Here we are.
Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow.
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
So that's the day we get the 30-minute clip. Anyway, we are live from the Pfeiffer Studios. It was good. I loved it. It was Frank Underwood. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, worldwide podcast and radio show. If you're here, you're in the know. We're on the air, on demand, heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now. Get our show all day. You can reach us 888-920-6673. Glad to have you with us. Today's show brought to you by Vistaprint, everybody.
Yeah.
Vistaprint, the place for any custom products, whatever you need, postcards, banners, flyers, apparel, 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. That is the deal. Rob's got another one from one of our fabulous listeners. Everybody in TMOS land getting their Vistaprint cards, Rob.
This is one of my favorite ones I've seen because he's put his own artwork on it. It's got vintage audio equipment pictures on both sides. And his name is Ken Barnum, producer, engineer, arranger, bass player. KenBarnum.com. Just a musician guy, but he did his own design, and
very
it is
cool.
So cool.
Nice.
Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Be like all of us and create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. 500 business cards for $9.99. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com. Use TMOS. Don't wait. Order today. We are super, super ridiculously insanely late, but that's what happens. You know, we get local TV royalty, Angie Goff, in studio with us. We get the eyewitness account to that horrible situation yesterday, and we are here, and I'd like to spend the rest of the show just cleansing the palate.
Please.
With my idiocy.
Mints for everybody.
Mike, I had a quick question for Angie,
fire
if you don't
away.
Mind.
Yes.
With social media and the demand of your time, and you were early to this, Angie, mm-hmm. I think you really... made your mark because you were so early, whether you were having a following, whether you're on
Twitter.
Trendsetter. You really were a tastemaker. As your kids grow up, are they learning what mommy needs them to do on Twitter or at what time they need to post? Because what I would do as a father is what I would get once my kids actually had I think they're of age at your place where they could actually put a sentence together or actually just copy what mommy or daddy wrote down and put online. I feel like you should have an army of little fingers behind you just posting when they have the post.
Yeah, at kindergarten, hashtag Capri Sun.
It must be harder as your kids get older, right?
Yeah, but honestly, you know, as public as I am,
yes,
and as open as I am on there, I am very protective of them. They can't surf the web. They can't go on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't plan to give them a phone until they're like 16. So it's
good luck with
I
that.
Rob gave his kids phones when they were four.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but they were rotary
phones.
She's
in kindergarten and there are kids that have phones already. And that's very, very shocking and surprising to me. But because I know of the dangers that are out there,
sure.
And not that I'm going to try to shield her from reality, because obviously that is where we're going and it's a part of our culture now. But I am very protective, and I do include them in Facebook Lives and things like
that.
I think
it's sweet.
Do they enjoy it?
Yeah.
But I guess they wouldn't know it any other way because it was always around for them,
right?
It was
always around.
They're famous, like their mom.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
But to be completely candid with you, you know, a lot of the stuff I do is on my own time or while I'm at work. And so when I'm at home with them, and you know anybody who's had kids, you can't get an email fired off, you know,
oh,
at least one that,
like,
you know, makes
how
sense.
How is she still active with this family? Because
I'm texting the guys this morning before the show, and I try my level best to, with a three-year-old, being an elderly father, to be as, you know, as warm. You have to be mindful of the communication with your child. They're little. Yeah. They don't know what's
right.
going on.
Of course.
And trying to text the guys about our guest this morning and you coming in and what we're going to do, and it's just, you know, Daddy, hold the helicopter.
And that was the text from Oscar.
And then you look down at your text and it's like, man, Mambo dog face to the banana patch. It's like, well, gonna have to rewrite
that's my
that
biggest
one.
Problem. I mean, there's times I use Siri a lot just because it's just easier. And and my sister's like, you need to disable this. You need to disable this on your phone because
Siri does not understand my voice, Angie. Siri does not. Yeah. I cannot. You and Carla continuously says to me, "You're talking too close to it. You're talking too close to it." And because I'm addicted to doing it that way, but I get so am I the only one that I'm tired of it misrepresenting the words coming
it's horrible.
Out of my mouth.
It's horrible.
I've actually tried to dictate and be very articulate. It once transferred my voice into a Japanese character. I kid you not. And I was like, this is kind of racist. Is this like an Asian joke, Siri? And so so there's, you can go one extreme to the other.
Wow.
But back to the kids. Bob did, during one Facebook Live a couple weeks ago, a bug was going around our house, and he did have a little accident. Oh. I mean, that was like the only one mishap that we've had, you know, but it ended up kind of funny. But
it is essentially because it's part of, I think, any broadcaster's life, right? Mm-hmm. Especially yours, because that's what your brand is about, is this access and this look behind the curtain that it probably... I don't have any children yet, but even at times, just with life, you're like, oh, I got to tweet that. Oh, I forgot I have to Facebook that.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a little human being that I was in charge of, I had to keep alive, I don't know how I would handle that. Like, it would be tough.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, you live and breathe it. And for me, I think when people are getting into it, I know a lot of my colleagues that weren't doing it on a daily basis, it can seem like a chore. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a matter of choosing one thing that you're comfortable with. You don't have to be on all platforms.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's really how I started. And now it's just part of my daily routine.
You do it almost automatically when you're doing it, especially when you're working. But it's I don't know. I just, you say it's part of your daily routine now. It would drive me insane. I remember when we first got texts on the old Mike O'Mara show at WJFK.
Oh, the instant feedback?
You know, I mean, I'd be sitting there going, hey, WJFK, it's 15 minutes. That's it. Hey, F you, Todd. I don't need that crap. You know, it's like, you know, I just can't handle that. We got to take another break. I'm sorry. That's it. We're catching up. We're playing catch up ball, everybody. Whoa. Catch up ball. We will come back. We're with Angie Goff from NBC4 and everybody else in the studio. And I will try to get this dog thing out.
Please.
Because, you know, when I wrote it. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Special offers.
The Rob and Joe Show.
The first time I saw water, I go, who the f*** is going to buy water? It falls from the sky. Now, there is literally an entire case dedicated to like 19 different brands of water, some of which you think are better than others. God, they got us.
Download the Rob and Joe Show from the TMOS app or from iTunes. And remember,
it is temporary and the person isn't in pain.
I got a bullet in my head. I never felt better.
They got us. Oh,
they got us. They got that promo recorded in, I believe that was recorded in somewhere in Scandinavia.
What happened is Marcus Serta has a paper cup, and he says, yell louder.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Musicians, how do you like a big break? Great gig, legendary venue. We're going to be generous enough to help you out. Listen up. I love that line. November 4th, 2017, at the House of Blues, our sold-out show in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Ooh,
all you have to do is send a note and a video sample of your band's music. We are... I don't want to say we're at crunch time with this, but we are beginning to wind down. If you do know a band in the area, especially, but, you know, you're willing to travel, we'll put you on the stage. We would like you to send your audition tape to band@MikeOMaraShow.com. That address, again, is band@MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the TMOS Live button on our website. That'll give you all the information you need. Your first step to superstardom, to be on stage with us at our sold-out show at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. Contact us. We want to share a stage with you. We've done that for other live shows, and it's always fun. I remember those goofy guys from Maine that we had at our, was that our State Theater show? Or
State Theater, the 70s tribute band, yeah.
Oh, my God, that was so much fun.
Such wigs.
And, we're starting, look, I know that when you sell a show out 6 months in advance, it's usually difficult to keep the mojo going, but I'm starting just now, I have to be honest with you, starting to get a little ramped up just thinking about how much fun, and
it's going to be great. I get away from Carrie. It'll be wonderful.
Oh, my God. It's going to be wonderful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're here with Angie Goff. Hi, Angie from NBC4.
Hey.
How are you?
Hola.
So, a listener, I don't remember which listener it was. I think she sent me a post that was just for me saying, Mike, this applies to you, and it was the 8 reasons your dogs hate you. And
that is not even passive aggressive. That's just aggressive.
Well, but they understand. I bitch about the dogs all the time.
Yes.
The fact that they love Carla and hate me, and I've got a Chihuahua, and a loaf of bread with legs, otherwise known as a pug. And so she gave me this list, and I thought it was a soft list. I thought it just didn't have enough bite to it. Mm-hmm. And you know, I said, it was nice of her to send me that list of 8 things dogs do to show you they hate you. I came up with 9 things that are real, that I live every single day. And they're in no particular order here, but okay. I listed them because this is my life. This is exactly what I go through every week. And this is the dog, the pug, Beluga, and the Chihuahua, Frankie.
Right.
And I just wanted to share this with you. The number one thing I put down when I come home, all these are absolutely true. When I come home, they both bark at me like I'm breaking into the house. Absolutely true.
Okay, so
absolutely
it's not
true.
A cheerful welcome bark?
No, not even close. Frankie will stand at the glass on the other side of my front door and just go, ay-ya, 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 like that. Completely, and just like you're an intruder.
Yeah.
And he knows it's me. Yeah. He's doing it because he's just, he can.
He's like, the monster's back.
Yeah.
Right.
He came back again.
A big thank you to the complete renovation and remodel of my home studio, where the entire carpeting, aiding carpeting on our floor was replaced with a hard floor surface, and then I had to go out and buy another giant carpet for audio purposes.
For the bounce.
Because Frankie, the Chihuahua, decided that whenever my door was open 3 inches, he would slink into the office and urinate underneath my office chair. In the only spot in this domicile, the only place he would do this, under my chair, nowhere else. This is a 1 square foot area of the home where he would go in there, and occasionally he would leave one of those little Chihuahua Tootsie Roll
it's
Pops here too.
You know what? That's because he loves you.
It's his way. There is no
because
great
the area
way of a dog
is
extending their middle talon or whatever
no,
the hell it is.
That area is warm
paw.
And it smells like you, so he loves it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's like
number
with
3.
The t-shirt.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
He wants to be in your territory.
Day-to-day activity, number 3, both dogs completely ignore me at all times. At all times. Beluga, occasionally, if I bring the evening meal to in front of the magic box,
yes,
where there's something on the telly that I'm interested in, he will come over and walk up underneath where I'm sitting and go like this. Like that. Otherwise, total and complete ignorance. Number 4, when Carla leaves and I am home with both dogs, when Carla leaves the home, they will both move to the front door and stare at it for the entire time she is gone, as if to say, please come back, we're here with him. I mean, if that doesn't make you feel like a loser, that's
that
the way
they do it.
That reminds
me of my childhood.
Yeah.
That was my dad would go on tour of duty, and we'd just sit at the window like, he left me home with Chin.
Chin! Chin! How's Chin? I forgot about
Chin. Oh, Chin.
Chin
just had a big weekend at Charlestown, so. She went on a bender, so nice. I don't even.
We're getting back to Chin. Awesome. I will not let you out of here without talking about Chin in Charlestown. Oh, my God. Monkey, monkey, monkey. I love it. Fantastic. All right, let me see. Beluga tips over trash cans in the house. General, dogs do that. That's not a biggie. Number 6.
I don't know.
When I try to hold either dog, and I every 4 years or so, I'll try to pick one of them up. When I try to hold either dog, they desperately try to get away. It's like I will hold Frankie and pet him, and this is the expression. I got to get up to the camera to do this. This is the expression on his face. As I'm petting him, he's going... And then when I release
when
him,
over?
He will dig the claws into me to throw his body off of me to escape. As
sort of
though,
like
as
a
though,
springboard?
Yeah. As though, you know, and it's...
But
it's
that just, is you also being a little needy.
Well, no, I mean, I just will try to show some love. Doesn't matter. They don't care. Number 7, when Frankie or Beluga are lying on the couch with Carla and I come to sit down on the couch, these are all true. They both jump off the couch like, he's here. We'll see in a bit, Carla. We'll see in a bit. Here he is. There he is. He's here. Number 8, when I call Frankie, this is the truth. I could video it. I could do a Facebook Live with this.
Yeah.
When I call Frankie, he runs in the opposite direction. You guys may have seen that. When
oh, no.
I go, yes. Come here, Frankie. Come here, Frankie.
So he doesn't even just ignore you.
Times he
goes
gets away.
The other way.
It's time to go.
And when I call Beluga, he does nothing. He does turn to me, you know, and in pug speak, he turns to me basically going, you.
Hey!
that's we have to bleep that out. I'm sorry, but that's exactly
company.
What he does. I'm sorry. I had to get that list.
There
in
is
there.
No then, love, Mike.
I know.
Essentially,
there's no love. I wanted to. Angie has the mother of the year
has
forever, and her name is Chin. And I want to do some Chin talk when we come back on the Mike O'Mara show. Running so late. I'm sorry for the manic pace of today's show, but I had to get that dog thing off my chest, or I would not be able to survive today.
But at least when you talk to Angie, she doesn't go the other way.
Yeah, I'm excited. Hey, we're only 10 minutes behind now, so I'm
catching
very excited
up.
That we're trying to get the show back on track. We'll take a break. I'm right back.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
I love that. I am addicted to intern promos. I like the intern program. Give author, Rob. Give credit where credit is.
That's Ashley, left and right.
Ashley, who's in studio with us today. Angie, that's our intern.
Well,
Ashley
done.
Did
she's
that
awesome.
Promo.
And Emmy
Isn't
has
that
one
incredible?
That's going to debut tomorrow that you will love as well.
Oh, so. I love the intern promo. I love Ashley's promos, too. They're fantastic. Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by the TMOS Sales Department. Do you know a business, product, or message that you want people to get to know about? Well, the best place to do it might be right here. You know that Mike O'Mara is like a family. The show, each and every day, the family gets together to talk about the things that are important to them. One of the things we could discuss is your business.
Yes.
You could get an ad on TMOS and thousands of like-minded folks could hear it and act on it, especially in the summertime. You'll reach thousands of friends you don't even know you have. It's easy to get your message out. Email us at sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Big or small, you will be treated like family. Again, that's sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let us spread your word. We are back here with Angie Goff from NBC4 and we are very, is it News 4? NBC4. I mean,
NBC4 working for you.
Yes.
Working for
always.
You. Please, when you get an opportunity, give my very best to Messrs. Vance and Curine. I those guys have been
and
part
Collins.
Of DC. And what's that?
Pat Collins
Pat?
As well.
Yes. Is Pat... Pat's still. Pat's not retiring. Tom Curine
is,
right?
Tom Curine is, yes.
No, I think Pat has some pictures. He'll be around for a long time.
It's just it's an institution, that TV station. Pat, what did you say?
He's alleging that Pat Collins has blackmail pictures.
I never said blackmail. I just said photographs. I mean, when you work at a place for a long time, you have pictures. It's
a dossier.
He knows everything.
How often, because I am a degenerate gambler myself, and I remember literally living, especially when I was doing the morning show on The Edge and doing the podcast, I remember living to go to Charlestown.
Mm-hmm.
I loved
it,
which is up in West Virginia. It's about a couple hour drive from Washington, D.C. And, they have slot machines, and it's the greatest thing in the world. Chin is still rolling.
She's not doing the
MGM Grand experience. She's not.
No. Her biggest thing is like you can't smoke in Maryland casinos.
Yes.
So she tried Maryland Live once, and it was about face. She was out.
Oh my God, she smokes. Oh my God.
She won't even visit the MGM. She's dead set. She has her machines.
She's loyal.
She knows the machines that she likes when she goes to Charlestown. She likes the crab legs. I mean, everything about it is my dad has his space in the parking lot where he can sleep.
He drops her and like stays in the parking lot.
Yeah, I think the record was 16 hours, maybe. But the McDonald's has Wi-Fi there, so he's been taking his laptop sometimes and he'll go and get.
So hold on a second. 16 hours. She goes in and is playing the slots, and he's sleeping in the car.
Yeah, this was Mother's Day. I want to say 2 years ago. And she wanted her Mother's Day money early, so she got it on Friday.
Oh, no!
And,
That's awesome.
Yeah,
Oh, God.
I just remember
God.
She showed up for brunch, and she couldn't even lift her head. It looked like she'd been drinking all night. And So it was pretty awful.
Oh my God. I am the reason I laugh as hard as I do is because as the boys will tell you, as the boys when we did our little CES soiree at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, I got there, they were coming in about 5:30 in the afternoon. I arrived at 10:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And like he had a meeting.
Yeah.
Seriously, I could do it. I could do if finances were not an issue, I could do it. I'm not even sure. You talk about 16 hours. I think I could do that standing on my
You would
end,
just be getting warmed up at 16 hours.
Somebody told me, I don't want to tell you who told me.
Yeah.
Someone I spoke to told me that it,
an acquaintance.
Shut up, Rob. Somebody told me that it is self hypnosis. Yeah. That it is a blissful way to eliminate any concerns or any you hypnotize it. It is not about the money.
Escapism?
It is not necessarily even about winning. It is the action. It is the nonstop. It's practically, with a slot machine, somebody says, do you play table games? No, because you have to interact with other people. I like just sitting there looking at the bells and whistles and just.
In the day.
And Carla comes with me and sits like to my right, and we'll switch off where she'll do it for a little while and I'll do it for a little while. But we both know that we have to be very mindful of this. It is a problem with a capital P.
Well,
it
you
is.
Know, when we used to travel more, when we were on terrestrial radio and we'd go to a city.
We're still on terrestrial radio.
I mean, back in the original
97
days.
97 won the wave in Ocean City and KCJJ in beautiful Iowa City. Come on now.
Don't
think positively.
Short.
Okay. Back in the older days when we would land in Ocean.
I'm going to send you to loser camp.
Oh, stop it. It's not loser talk.
Break the habit.
You have connections?
Winter talk.
So we'd go there land into a place and there would be, we'd be checking in invariably late at night because we'd leave at night after the show. And you'd hear just above the din of people, the sound of slot machines.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the most enthralling sound. It's almost like the dog that smells the steak and he floats with his feet off the ground. You like get sucked into the casino.
Yeah, they're strategies. They,
yes,
they actually,
of course.
Angie, do you have you inherited any of the habit at all? Do you ever sit next to your mom and pull the lever at all or what?
No, I've never gone with her. I did go to the MGM. I did go to the MGM for an event and tried it, but I don't get it. I don't get.
I don't like losing
there.
Money.
Yeah,
Rob won at the MGM and Oscar went and talked about it too. That they both went into the MGM Grand. I actually went there when I came up for my daughter's graduation. After the graduation,
he never
I
made it into the studio. But he made it to the MGM Grand.
Yes. I made it to the MGM. Well, it was the weekend. It was the weekend.
I know.
And the thing. But I also remember that because I wrote down a note here. Oh, here it is. MGM Grand, D.C. Worst casino in the history of all casinos in the world.
It's really that
Signed,
bad?
Signed, Jesus Christ, our Lord. There you are.
I'm That's so it. Pleased That's that you're still in touch with him.
I couldn't stand it. I was horrible.
I think
horrible
some of us
experience.
In the studio warned you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. You, Oscar,
What's so
you
bad
kinda,
about it?
You know, it was overcrowded. It was underserviced. Mm-hmm. It was smelly. It was too new to be as threadbare as it already is. And there wasn't a winning pull in that entire. You couldn't. I swear to God, you would lose your luggage if you went to the airport after gambling in that casino.
I had a great time.
Thank you. I'm glad. Yeah, I know. The Elvis. I did like that Elvis machine, though. I do. That Elvis machine is, I'm curious about it.
But the thing is in that whole casino, they have the Elvis machine, and it's a blockbuster, and there's three of them. And that's
you know what the latest. You know what the latest new machine is that I saw? It's the Marilyn Monroe machine. I threw some money into that one too.
Oh,
well, they've got little video clips of Marilyn Monroe going, "Well, diamonds are a girl's best friend," and then you lose $50 and you go home.
They love gambling.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
They absolutely love it.
Nobody loves it as much as I do.
I'll do it for a couple hours, then I'm out.
It is. There's like a, you'll pardon the word, a chip, because I was there with my dad, who you haven't blocked yet, and I thank you. And
I know, and you won. It's a great story.
I could sit
with Chin for 2 hours and eat crab legs and talk about gambling. I could.
What is so Chin just plays the slots.
She just plays the slots. And I think it also comes down, she just loves cold hard cash. Like she carries cash around with her. I mean, that's her thing. And even for her birthday,
that's her thing.
She has a shirt that says it's all about the Benjachins.
And I Benjamins instead of Benjamins. I love that.
Oh, yeah. And because, you know, for it doesn't matter if it's Mother's Day, birthday, Christmas, all she wants is Benjamins. And literally, we have to go to the bank and turn 520s into 100.
Oh, because it has to be that denomination.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if she opens a card and she gets 520s, she's like, oh, I mean, it's not the same. So,
the one that can put the machine easier. That's it. It's time. So, it's time efficiency. I know the drill.
Her cake was actually a Benjamin. I'll show it to you in a minute. But
awesome.
We took her out. And she wore I have a picture of her wearing a $100 bill. I mean, she just loves cash.
Wow.
She loves
awesome.
It.
That is great.
She loves, yeah, cool. She doesn't like losing it. My dad always tells me the ride back home is a very long winding ride.
But there's enthusiasm on the way, right?
I don't know how gambling works, but it's even though my dad's in the parking lot or a McDonald's.
Right.
Always his fault. Like he came in at the wrong time.
Oh yeah, Carl and I go back. It's always the long drive home. I'm never going back. I'm never going back there. I've ripped up cards. I've called the casino and said, please don't send me any more mailers. I've done all that stuff. It's
when
horrible.
Seeing
it's
Mike at a distance in a casino, and I've done this with Pony. We were at the
Venetian.
The Venetian. And Pony says, look, there's Mike. I said, is he smiling? I said, no. He said, no. I said, don't see him. Let's go the other way.
Yeah,
because if we get into his sphere, we
that was
will be blamed.
Fueled too, because I had Irish whiskey.
No, I don't think you were drinking or smoking.
It was early.
It was early. Yeah, but when you guys came up, the day you arrived when I saw you at the machine the first day when the Irish whiskey was at play too, I gave you a warm greeting then, didn't I?
Yes, this was later in the week when I told Pony, don't go over there.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Pony. Been in the slot machines for 14 hours. How you boys doing today?
Hey, Pony, can you go get a cigarette?
Are my toes blue?
They're like, give it a spin, Pony. Give it a spin.
You're up on another break. Give it a spin.
Let's see this cake.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Rob, let's see this cake real quick.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Is that Chin's Benjamin cake?
It's a $100 cake.
I'm going to hold it up to the camera, Mike.
I love that. Angie, one of these days, I know I'm down here and you're all the way up there. I would love to meet that with. Oh, with her face. With her face on it.
Oh, you gotta have her face on it.
Yeah. It's the cake. The cake is designed like a stack of Benjamins. That's the best. A Benjachins.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Cold hard cake.
Never met that woman, and I love her already. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back. News you may not need. Not the kind of news that Angie gives you on NBC4 News 4. My news. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody, if you're a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show and you have any technical support questions whatsoever, it might be the app, it might be any question you have, you can contact our man, Ponyboy, Matt Bloom. And Ponyboy, what is the best way to contact you?
All you have to do is email me at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
There's no need to get pissed off. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. We've told you about Cornerstone First Financial. You know they are our office mates. You know about their little dog Tater. You know they handle Oscar's mortgage. If you're thinking about a refi, listen up. Right now, interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November. Now is the time to lock in a low rate. Let Cornerstone First Financial help you save money every month. Our friends at Cornerstone will be able to get you through the financing process quickly and easily. You could be sitting on enough money right now to clear out that high interest credit card debt or for those home improvements you've been putting off. Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to your best financial plan and get you there fast. Click on their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida, Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible. And Oscar, I know you are a turbo fan of our friends at Cornerstone.
Absolutely. They will take care of you. Now is the time. Mike, speaking of fans,
yes.
I got to start a fan club for just Chin. And if there is one already, I wouldn't be shocked. I need to buy a membership as we speak. I have another picture to show you of Angie's mom.
Yes.
Hold on just a second. I'm getting my news.
Oh, he's getting his news. All right.
He's nude.
Oh, I thought he said he's getting nude. No,
well, that would be news. What
falling all over the place.
Event precipitated the outfit that he's about to show Oscar?
Well, that was the more appropriate outfit. That one I showed you beforehand is the one she sent me at night when she was home.
Oh, alone?
Alone. And she actually put the $100 bill on. But
wow. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Oh, my God, Jen. I love you, Jen.
There's something about a woman in a hat that's so Vogue.
That's awesome.
That was her birthday, though. That was her birthday.
Dream come true would be me next to a slot machine, side by side. No, she wouldn't like that. That's a solitary activity. Nobody likes to be bothered when they're gambling.
Yeah, she really actually keeps two machines sometimes. Like, she'll put her phone in her bra so she can feel it vibrating. You know, right. My dad's calling her, trying to find out if she's there. And then she can play two machines.
Wow.
She's very skilled.
I love it.
Wow. Yeah.
Chin, Mike O'Mara says you are the woman. Absolutely.
News.
Beyonce might be in labor as we speak. Oh my God.
I'm not sure you said her name right.
Oh yes. What is her name, Rob?
It is pronounced Beyonce.
And what is her sister's name?
Oh, her sibling? Solange.
Thank you. None of it's confirmed. There's a bunch of talk on the World Wide Web of gossip that she was taken to an L.A. hospital in a fleet of Escalades Tuesday night. I love it when you get an unnamed source that gives you that detail. A fleet of Escalades.
How many qualifies for a fleet?
Four.
I would think four.
Three or four.
Yeah.
An entire floor, apparently, of the hospital, an L.A. hospital, has been cleared out. Meanwhile, the Daily News says DJ, is it Khalid?
Khaled.
Khaled. What is it?
Secure Khaled. The bag.
Khaled. Right.
Was overheard
I'm
telling
a lion.
People the babies are already here. And an employee at Jay-Z's 4040 Club says they had a boy and a girl. So apparently she's had the babies.
Twins.
Twins all.
I keep on forgetting that they live in Los Angeles now.
Why would
you
forget
LA,
that?
Because I always feel like Jay-Z and Beyonce are New York.
Did the Christmas card
Brooklyn
come back?
Guy. He's got the Brooklyn team, you know? Come on. So many people said it would never happen, but it is happening. And I have to admit, I'm sucked in. I'm excited about it. Boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr. and UFC star Conor McGregor will fight on August 26th. It'll be a 12-round boxing match. I think the fact that it's a boxing match doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense because he can do the Pacquiao thing to McGregor. If it was an MMA thing, all bets are off, right?
If you put $100 down on McGregor, the odds are against him, right? But if he wins somehow, if he somehow wins,
right,
you will get $700 back.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't get it that it's his. You know, it's Mayweather, the greatest, pound for pound in the sport right now, and they're doing it on his rules. But that's what they're doing.
And
Floyd has, yes.
I'm sorry, everybody's getting their money. The big deal was how much money they were going to get.
Yeah, everybody's going to get paid. Yeah, Floyd has an undefeated record, 49-0. Conor is 21-3.
Younger
as an MMA pro.
Wow.
He is one of the biggest stars in the history of the UFC, but he's never boxed before. I don't know. This thing doesn't make sense.
Floyd's 40. Conor is 27. If I'm
saying meaningless.
Can't
doesn't mean anything.
Wait for the complaints after the pay-per-view is over.
Yeah, I might not buy it based on the fact that it's a boxing match.
No.
And I was so disappointed by the Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Fox News has taken a lot of heat for their fair and balanced slogan, particularly from people like Jon Stewart back in the day on The Daily Show. Well, they're dropping it. Fox is actually dropping that slogan. Yes. Fox will now be marketed under one of their other taglines, most watched, most trusted. Fair and balanced was used during the Roger Ailes administration all the way back in 1996. The network first decided to dump the slogan last August after Ailes was ousted. According to insiders, the new regime wanted to separate themselves from it because it had been mocked so much and was too closely associated with Roger Ailes.
Do you think it would be good if they had the most trusted, but they put trusted in quotation marks?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. What is the slogan at NBC for it? News 4? What is that?
Oh, NBC for Working for You.
Working for You. Yeah. Still, and you've had that for a long time.
Forever,
right?
Yeah. That's what
working
we're here for.
You.
They're
and
working
by the
for
way,
us.
Hartford, Connecticut, way back in the day, WDRC, where your friends are.
Oh. Very nice.
Anyway, sorry very about nice. That. Just thought I'd throw that. And let me see. What was WAVA? Power 105 WAVA, home of the Power Porsche.
Well, that was but there was the longer one, too.
What's that?
Fun all morning, music all day, Music Power 105 WAVA.
Fun all morning. That was us.
It's like a paragraph.
Music all day. What?
That's huge.
Yeah, well, take it up with Smokey.
According to peppered vodka.
Smokey, funniest promo ever in the history of promos. If you're having trouble receiving WAVA, yeah, put that on your ear, because if they're having trouble, they're going to hear that, you moron. According to a new survey, 81% of dads say they think Mother's Day outshines Father's Day. I'm in that camp.
Of course.
They're not wrong. 70% of women and kids admit that dads will get less of an acknowledgement on Sunday than moms did last month. And 49% say Father's Day is not a big deal in their family. I think a lot of dads are going to say that. The survey also found people who are getting their dad something plan on spending an average of $38 less. Where do they get that number?
$38 less?
$0.72 less than they spent on their mom. The most common gift they're planning to get is a card. What are you getting your hubby, Angie, for the big day? What's going to be happening in the golf?
I got him a, I just worded it. I can't remember. I remember. It's a measuring tape. Like, he likes to measure stuff around the house.
Sure.
But it's Bluetooth. So it's not even like a retractable thing. So basically you just,
oh, it's a little laser
scan,
thing?
Yeah, you scan it and then you can just send it directly to your phone.
Oh, so you don't
That's
even have to
gadget.
Write it. That's awesome.
Yeah,
actually.
So you can measure anything. So I did that. And then I ordered some artwork that the kids did, turned them into canvases.
Oh, that's nice.
So
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
That's thoughtful.
And then I let the kids pick out their own gifts yesterday, which include a melting poo. Like what he said, like poo that melts into
Okay. That's incredible. I mean, see, she's a workaholic.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
she's getting it done.
Mike, what are you getting?
I think there are a pair of Russell Athletic socks in my future, Oscar Santana. Very, very exciting. So I can do my rehab and make it feel good. Anyway,
he always
most of us
about Father's Day.
No, it'll be hold on. Oh, we've actually got a clip of Father's Day at my house. Ready? Roll the clip of Father's Day at the O'Mara house.
Oh.
Thank you. Lonely. Anyway, most of us have a little hoarder hidden somewhere inside of us. Man, we are so... Everything's late today. I just have to work on making the show fit into the time frame. Everybody has hoarder. This is a survey that compares your hoarding instincts to everyone else. We don't have time. We will do it tomorrow.
Put that story in your closet and keep it.
Tea.
All right, hold on. Rob, these are for you.
Okay.
I'm just going to give you one because there are 10 of them.
Okay.
And this is not for news you may not need. We need a whole segment with this tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Do you still have VHS tapes?
I do.
Yes.
And beta and laser.
But I also have a working VHS player. So
It doesn't matter. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. Thank you.
It matters.
And now a little something. Gene Simmons has filed an application to trademark the heavy metal horns hand symbol. This one. This one right there,
like
the heavy metal horn. So, okay. Yes. Seriously, he wants exclusive rights to extend his forefinger and pinky in the name of rock and roll. His application says this. This is it. This is, quote, I will read it in the voice of Gene Simmons.
Thank you.
Entertainment, namely live performances by a musical artist, personal appearances by a musical artist, should have this symbol. I wish to trademark it. This insanity, if it gets approved, then no other musical act will be able to throw up the horns on stage or even during an appearance. Although, here's the kicker. The application has a picture and a description of the gesture he's trying to trademark, and it's technically not the devil horn sign because the thumb is also extended. So he really didn't even get it right, but that's what he wants
to
do.
Well, he's older. He gets confused.
But that's it. Next on the trademark list, your tongue sticking out, you greedy bastard. There it is. Thank you. Gene Simmons. We'll take a break. Do you have some little sounds?
Tiny sounds that I think everyone will enjoy. Yes, of course.
Wonder with Angie Goff, and we will be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Everybody, it's Mike O'Mara's personal assistant, Jennifer, with a reminder to listen to him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station. Fun, fun, fun. I love to say the F word. Don't forget the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye.
Bye, Jennifer. Thank you. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. If you already subscribe to the TMOS bonus show, you are the best. Thank you. If you don't, we need to have a little talk. Okay?
Okay.
The bonus show makes TMOS possible. That's the truth. The future of our show depends on it. If you just listen to the normal show and not the bonus content, you're a freeloader. You're a deadbeat. You're a mooch. You're a parasite. You're a sponge. You're a taker. Stop it.
Cut that out.
Thank you. Don't be those things. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. No censorship to slow us down. No commercials to get in the way of the fun. Just like the regular show.
Hey, Mike, don't be those things.
It's the most fun we have each week. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS continue for many years to come. And we thank you. Without further ado, where's the switch? There it is. Open up the big audio vault for Thursday, June 15th, 2017, everybody.
Great news, Mike. Miley Cyrus has stopped smoking marijuana.
Wow.
Yeah, she discussed it on the Jimmy Fallon get together.
I stopped smoking because this record for me at this moment is the most important.
Really, that voice though. That is a young lady. How old is she? 22, 23?
I don't know whether, you know what, I don't know necessarily, Rob, whether that voice is a result of marijuana smoking or regular smoking, and perhaps just a result of
lifestyle.
From the age of maybe 5, someone who's saying, wait, I just want to make another point. Wait, I just want to say something. I just want to say one more thing.
Well, let's hear this beautiful silken voice.
I stopped smoking because this record for me at this moment is the most important album that I've ever made. So I wanted to make sure that I'm super clear about the way I'm talking. And I kept having this nightmare. It was seriously horrible. I had a dream that I would die during my monologue on SNL for some reason. That I would just get so stoned that I just like died, which I Googled and that's never happened.
No,
thank God. But I kept having this nightmare.
How and then much I just, weed were you smoking?
A lot of weed. It's like no one's ever died from weed, but no one's ever smoked as much as I did. So.
24.
She's 24 and swinging on that wrecking ball.
Wow. Well, good for her. You know what? Clean yourself up. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm sure that's the first step to being a very pristine young woman.
That's right.
LeBron James did not win the championship with the Cavaliers, but he did take time yesterday to sing to his son, Bryce Maximus. It was his 10th birthday. And I just have to think, when is the album coming out? Because LeBron, you got a pretty voice.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bryce. Happy birthday to you.
Such an athlete singing.
It is. And as I always say to Robert, his name, that means the brawn. And Robert says, shut up, Dad. Here's one.
You really say that? No. Hey, Robert, I'm all for you on that one.
Actually, he gives me the 4-syllable. Dad.
Dad.
Oscar.
Bron. Yes.
Big news for you.
Yes.
You're going to like this. I know you know this song.
Oh, yeah. Tailspin.
DuckTales.
DuckTales.
I'm the worst.
Tailspin.
Damn it.
They are rebooting it. New version of DuckTales from Disney hits
the Disney Afternoon?
Yes, in August, and they've revamped the theme song, and I think it's got a new, hipper feel. And a female singer.
I'm all in.
Yeah. Best Nintendo game ever, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was it a game?
Underrated.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
A lot of fun.
Duckburg, Mike.
Is it Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Was that the name of the Nintendo game? Was it called Underrated?
No. I would play DuckTales if it was a first-person shooter.
Hey, by the way, thank you for all the recommendations on Far Cry. That's the one I'm looking
for. Someone
to.
Posted a Scrooge McDuck vault, but it's made out of foam on my Facebook wall, where you can actually go and jump into his vault.
Coins?
But they're foam coins.
Sure, like a ball pit.
It was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's a good way to
get
it.
And I spent a good TB. Hour of my life figuring out where it was so I can make a pilgrimage to it.
Okay. Good for your soul. Absolutely.
Yes, a lot of fun.
I found this really entertaining. A guy on YouTube, his name is John Fassold. Gives you a step-by-step methodology of how to write a Drake song. Drake, the popular hip-hop rap singer.
Drizzy.
Yes, this is how you write a Drake song.
Sometimes Drake will ask rhetorical questions. Why are you always eating lemons? I don't like lemons. You really have to make every lyric be an Instagram caption. There's no reason to cry. There's no reason you want to die. With the Uzi and the Mac 11 sitting in my safe. You're going to also talk a lot about when you have problems with your girl. It's because she won't respond to a text.
I sent you a text and you still won't reply. Everything you do is so petty. I just want to tell you you're pretty. And even though that line was kind of corny, it's gonna make you horny because I'm Drake.
My favorite part
pretty
is,
true.
Why do you like lemons? I don't like lemons. So that's how you write a Drake song. And big news, and it's great. We are actually, we have a very high contingent of females in the studio today. So I'm very pleased to bring this story. We're very close to having the first female NFL football player.
An 18-year-old field goal kicker could be the first woman to play in the NFL. Yeah, scouts say she has the talent and desire. All she needs now is the criminal record. And then we're
she's this close. That's your magic audio, Paul. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you very much. That's it, people. Angie, thank you so much. Yeah. Good
luck. I forgot to give you, from my trip, Miley Cyrus's godmother.
Oh, my God. This is so great. She brought me a Dolly Parton magnet. She's just back from Dollywood.
Oh, wow. Dollywood?
Yeah.
Did you really go to Dollywood?
Yeah, that's a little vacation. It was on my list.
Very,
I love Dolly
very
Parton.
Little vacation.
Angie, continued success with Channel 4 in Washington, with the Today Show, with Northern Virginia Magazine, with the Today Parenting Team, with everything you do. Best to you and your husband, Robert, and your beautiful children, Adora and Bob, and Chin.
Yay,
please,
Chin.
My personal best wishes to your mom. Will you please pass that along for
I
me?
Will. Thank you, guys.
That's wonderful. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.